This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Ethical Consumerism and Human Rights, Embracing Humanistic Values for Personal Flourishing. Discover how ethical consumerism supports human rights and personal flourishing through humanistic values and a secular worldview. Ethical Consumerism and Human Rights, Why It Matters More Than Ever. Hey, have you ever stopped to think about where the products you buy actually come from? Not just the brand or how they look, but the entire story behind them, the people who made them, the conditions they worked under, and the impact those choices have on human rights worldwide. It's a topic that's becoming impossible to ignore, especially as consumers like us want to make better decisions that align with our values. So I wanted to chat with you about ethical consumerism and its connection to human rights. It's more than just a trendy buzzword or a niche market. It's a reflection of a bigger shift toward personal flourishing and humanistic values within how we live and consume. When we make choices based on ethics, we're essentially adding a layer of applied humanistic philosophy to our daily lives. Think about it. Every single purchase you make is a vote for the kind of world you want to live in. Ethical consumerism means intentionally opting for products that respect the dignity of workers, ensure fair wages, avoid child labor, and minimize harm to the environment. It's about standing against exploitation, forced labor, and unfair practices on a practical level. Why does this connect to human rights so closely? Because behind every product, there are workers who deserve to be treated with respect and fairness. When companies cut corners to save money, often workers lose out on basic rights, like safe working conditions and fair pay. Supporting ethical companies becomes a way to uphold those rights, even if indirectly. Now, you might be wondering, how do you know which companies are really ethical? It's true, it's not always black and white, but there are helpful certifications and organizations aimed at making this simpler. Fair trade certification ensures that producers get fair wages and decent working conditions. Certified B Corporations are companies verified to meet high social and environmental standards. Transparency reports and supplier audits often reveal how seriously a company takes ethical concerns. From clothing and electronics to food and beauty products, you can find options that align with this ethical mindset. And here's the interesting part. This approach naturally fits into positive psychology because it's empowering. When you make ethical choices, you're not just avoiding harm, you're actively promoting human dignity. That fosters a sense of personal flourishing. You feel better about yourself because you know your money is doing good in the world. This links up with the idea of a secular worldview too. Instead of relying on religious or traditional authority to decide what's right or wrong, ethical consumerism often draws on reason, empathy, and evidence, core elements in secular thinking. It's about creating a society grounded in mutual respect and humanistic values, where all people are valued equally regardless of background or belief. If you're intrigued about this topic and want to connect ethical consumerism and human rights to a broader philosophy that supports living well and treating each other fairly, I'd recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's an accessible guide that lays out the principles of positive humanism, a framework that blends applied humanistic philosophy with the goal of personal and social flourishing. Learning more about positive humanism can help you see how your everyday choices fit into a larger picture of creating a fairer, kinder world. It's a powerful reminder that our actions have consequences and that embracing humanistic values and consumption can contribute to positive change. If you want to incorporate ethical principles into your lifestyle in a meaningful way, check out the book and explore how to start your journey toward personal flourishing today. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing now. At the end of the day, ethical consumerism isn't just about buying the right stuff. It's about aligning our purchases with what we genuinely value. Respect, fairness, and dignity for all people. That's a pretty powerful thing to realize, and it all starts with awareness and intention. Thanks for listening, and I hope this gives you some food for thought the next time you go shopping, or just think about the impact you want to have in the world.